Good evening, everybody, and welcome here to another edition of the Scott City Coaches Show here tonight on KSKL Scott City Garden City and streaming online at westernkansasnews.com. Adam Kadavy with you, your host, and studio engineer Aaron Rance. We're once again live at Scott County Hardware here in Scott City. Another day here in our sixth Coaches Show of the fall season here as we talk about what's coming up here tonight. Full slate of sporting events throughout the next week. Volleyball, cross country, and football, of course, coming up here. Regional tennis is going to come up here pretty quickly, and that's this Friday and Saturday is the postseason for Scott City. Begins this Friday with the girls' tennis, and that's who we bring in first with head coach Cheryl Kacharik. And coach, thanks for joining us here tonight, and how's it been going?
You know, we've had a good week of practice. Finished up our JV schedule on Monday, and our varsity girls have been working hard this week to get ready to head to McPherson for regionals.
And last week, actually, last Thursday, you had your final varsity meet of the year. You went to Ellsworth and played predominantly 3-2-1A teams there. And how'd that turn out for you guys?
You know, we did pretty good, really. Nobody walked away with a first, but we had a couple seconds and thirds, and so I felt like we did good. Ellsworth is always, you know, a good competition, even though that they do play the 3-2-1A. It's a good meet for us to go to.
Once again, it's head coach Cheryl Kacharik for the girls' tennis team joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware and Scott City as they get ready for regionals coming up this Friday and Saturday in McPherson. And talk about a change there. This week you've gotten the varsity pretty much predominantly at practice. Then you have one more practice, and then it's regionals Friday and Saturday. Talk about this week and preparing for 4A this year.
Well, we're basically preparing just like we have if we would be going to a 3-2-1A regional. We'll see different schools is what it's going to amount to. The competition may be a little stiffer, but, you know, we have some pretty tough competition in 3-2-1A also.
It really doesn't seem to be that much of a comparison, at least out here anyway, from the 4A to the 3-2-1A teams.
That's true, because right out here in Western Kansas we play Ulysses, which is a 4A, and Colby is a 4A, and those are really the only 4As that we have in this area. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, it helps us to play Garden City and Liberal and Dodge mm-hmm. when we can, because those are our larger schools.
And Friday, you're going to leave a little earlier for that. It's at McPherson, and kind of new territory there. McPherson, this is their second year being down in 4A, so it's a little bit new territory for them as well. But Scott City's been in 4A before, but a lot of different teams from last time Scott City's been there. It's been 3 years ago, three, 4 years ago, actually, since the last time in 2009, 2010 school year. But some of the teams there are some pretty good traditional teams. Talk about the event coming up at McPherson.
Well, Smoky Valley will be in our regional, and they're, you know, everybody says they're down a little bit this year, but, you know, they have that tradition of tennis there, so we'll be against them. Concordia will be there. I think we met Concordia back in Phillipsburg when we, earlier in the season, at a round robin. Colby, of course, will be there in that meet, and so, you know, we've seen a couple of the teams, but most of them will be brand new to us.
Do you think that can be a good thing, or that maybe you haven't seen some of those teams?
I think it'll be a good thing. Mm-hmm. You know, they won't have any preconceived notions that they're, you know, well, they've beat us or we've beat them. We're going to go in and we can walk away with it. It's a brand new season when we start on Friday morning.
Well, with your varsity set, who's going to play the singles and the doubles?
Well, we have our doubles. Diana Rodriguez and Holly Wilcoxon, and then Emma Price and Emily Buxton will be our four doubles. And our singles, we have Bree Schmall, and then Christina Tilton will be playing singles for us. And this is she didn't realize until this week, due to, unforeseen circumstances, she's going to step up and play. So she's a little nervous heading into regionals, but she'll do fine.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's kind of like a brand new season in the aspect that everybody's 0-0 because it's just kind of, you can't really think about the past. It's a brand new season because everybody strives to go to state. But how does the seating work out for the tennis regionals?
Well, of course, it's based on their record, and you know, all the coaches will get together and look at the record. We'll look at anybody that has common opponents, and you know, pretty much just like a CD meeting for anything else. If you were going to a wrestling meet or something, you'd just look to see who has the best record and who's played who.
All right. So once again, regionals at McPherson for the girls' tennis team, Friday and Saturday, Class 4A, and that should be a good one there. And best luck to the team there. And Coach, once again, thanks for joining us here tonight, and best luck to you regionals.
Thank you very much.
All right. Once again, Head Coach Cheryl Kachari joining us here at the Scott County Hardware here in Scott City, our coach's show here on Mix 94. A couple of the tennis players have joined us here. The first one is a junior, Emily Buxton, joining us here. And Emily, thanks for joining me here tonight. And how are you doing?
Pretty good.
That's good. And, well, can you believe it's already that time of the year for regionals?
No, it came pretty fast.
Yes, it did. And this is your first year playing tennis. Talk about the season that you felt you've had.
I think it's been pretty good. I've played singles, and lately I just played doubles with Emma Price at Ellsworth. And it was the first time we played together, and I felt like we played really good together. So I'm pretty excited for regionals.
Emily Buxton joining us here tonight. Which one do you prefer to play?
Right now, I like to play doubles.
Yeah. Talk about communication with your partner there for doubles. How many times have you played with your partner there?
Just at Ellsworth.
Okay. Good good combination with you two?
Yeah.
All right. What's probably the biggest thing that you, or most improvement that you've seen out of yourself? What aspect of the game this year?
Probably my serving.
All right. How's that been?
It's been pretty good.
Do you like to go right down the line, or do you like to go for the corner?
We just practiced today at changing it up and mm-hmm. doing it differently. So.
All right. What do you look forward to the most this weekend?
Seeing how it turns out and seeing what all of our hard work pays off to do.
It's a kind of a little weird that the possibility of, I mean, it could happen that you guys could play maybe some of your teammates.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it should be a fun weekend, and thanks again for joining us here, Emily, and best luck to you at regionals this weekend.
Thank you.
All right, Emily Buxton joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City, and our second tennis player joining us here. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Christina Tilton.
All right, Christina, you're a sophomore, right?
Yes.
That's all right. All right, and well, how's the second year of tennis been for you?
It's been going pretty good.
All right, and this is your first year on varsity?
Yeah. Okay. I played, I think, a couple last year.
And have you been on varsity pretty much the entire year this year?
No, I've played 3 meets this year.
It's kind of moving up there. And
yeah.
How do you like it compared to maybe playing the JV?
It's a lot tougher competition, but I think I can handle it.
Does it feel like that the game is maybe sped up a little bit more?
Yeah. And the instead of playing 6 game, we played 8 game at the Garden City meet, the last one I played at, and that was a lot longer, which was a lot different.
All right, once again, sophomore Christina Tilton joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. And going into regionals, what's the goal for you?
Go out and try my hardest.
And you're playing
singles.
Singles. Used to playing singles a lot this year?
I've played singles once. I'm used to doubles.
All right. And who'd you usually play doubles with?
I think I've changed every single time. I've played with Melanie and Carly and Delaney.
And you're one of the few sister combinations this year, of course. What's that like playing with your sister than maybe compared to playing it with somebody else?
I really like playing with my sister. It's like easier if you get mad at each other.
All right.
Yeah.
Talk about playing singles. What part of the game have you really improved your game on this year?
Probably serving. My serves have gotten a lot harder.
Has it maybe been a little bit easier from year one to year two overall?
Yeah.
Just kind of getting a good rhythm?
Yeah.
All right. Should be a fun weekend. A little cooler. Do you like playing in the cooler weather?
Yeah.
It should be 70s, I think, this weekend. And hopefully the wind dies down a little bit. But, you know, for us, Western Kansas, if the wind picks up, it may be kind of a court advantage, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, if the wind's to your back, it's a lot. You have a lot less court to have to cover.
All right. Well, Christina, once again, thanks for joining us here tonight, and good luck to your regionals this weekend.
Thanks.
All right. Once again, that was sophomore Christina Tilton. She's playing singles this weekend. Also, thanks to Emily Buxton, who's playing doubles, and also head coach Cheryl Kachari joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City here on our coaches show. So we now talk cross country. They had a nice meet last week at Ness City. We'll talk a little bit about that as well as their upcoming schedule. Their final tune-up before league is coming up this Saturday. It's at Lakin at 10 o'clock. They'll be running there. I believe that's at the golf course there in Lakin as we talk cross country here now. And we'll talk with our first representative and representing the boys team, Eddie Balderrama, joining us here tonight. And Eddie, how's it going?
Great. How have you been?
Doing pretty good. Thank you. And thanks again for joining me here tonight. And been a pretty good season for you. Talk about this season up to this point.
It's just been pretty great. I mean, the practices have been getting harder and harder, but coach is supposed to start to go easy on us, and it's not going to be really that much long anymore. It's going to be more working on strength.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've run a lot of different courses this year, different variables, and how's the team been overall?
We're pretty happy with the team. We keep improving. People are stepping up. I feel like we have a pretty good chance at regionals.
All right, hopefully so here. Once again, Eddie Balderrama joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware here in Scott City. And last week, you guys go to Ness City and have a pretty good day. Talk about that overall team-wise and also for you individually.
The times weren't really all that great. It was a horrible course. It felt like it was a little bit long, but we got through it. We came out, and we did pretty great. We had, I think, everybody on the guys of our city that medaled, and we got first place as a team, both boys and girls.
That's pretty awesome. And talk about what it's like getting that first place trophy.
It felt pretty great because we haven't really got any before that meet.
And, of course, coming up Saturday morning, you go run at Lakin. Talk about running there on Saturday.
Hopefully it's cold, because last year we ran pretty great there. We all ran PRs, and it feels like it goes pretty dang fast.
Yeah. If I remember right, last week it was fairly warm still, wasn't it, when you ran in S City?
Yeah, it was warm and a little windy.
Yeah. Do you like running in the cooler weather?
I don't like it, but there's better times.
Well, you know, if it's cooler, does it kind of make you go faster? That way you get done quicker?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Eddie, it's been a pretty good season so far. What's the goal for the end of this season time-wise?
Low 17s, like 17-20s, hopefully.
Well, that'd be pretty good there. And, Eddie, once again, appreciate you dropping by again, and good luck to you coming up this Saturday, Lake, and the rest of the year.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Eddie Balderrama joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City is representing the boys' team, and now representing the girls' team is a sophomore Jade Wren. And, Jade, thanks for joining me here this evening. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good, and it's been a pretty good season for you. Talk about how it's been. How do you think you've done so far this year?
I think we're all doing really good. We're improving a lot.
All right, and not only about yourself personally, but what's probably been your best meet so far?
I think, what was the one before Ness?
Rimrock?
No, before that, too.
Oh, Hugoton?
Yeah, I liked Hugoton. I think we did good there as a team.
Yeah, and you guys did pretty good there, and you also did pretty good at Ness City last week. Talk about Ness City, your second Thursday meet of the year, and what was that like at that course?
The course was a little different than the rest, but mm-hmm. and our times weren't very good, but it was a good meet, I think, overall.
I think part of it maybe just because of the wind and the warmer weather.
Yeah, and we were coming off a pretty hard week of practice. So.
Yeah, and once again, it is Jade Wren joining us here, and talk about your practices leading up to your meets. What's kind of the protocol leading up to your meets?
The first 3 days are pretty hard, and then the next two we have a recovery days. So.
Well, you know, you guys run out the state park there, and talk about what that's like. Is it getting any easier?
Yeah, it gets easier. This week we just did like a all the way around the lake instead of hill repeats, so that was better than the other weeks.
Then, of course, on Saturday, you go to Lakin and run at that Lakin meet. I believe you'll see probably a couple league teams there and maybe some 4A teams. I think Goodland goes there, but that's a morning run there. Talk about running at Lakin coming up Thursday or Saturday.
It's going to be one of our most difficult meets next to Rimrock, so it's going to be a lot of competition.
Going back to Rimrock a couple weeks ago, did you enjoy running that?
Yeah, it was fun. It was really muddy.
Did
yeah,
you like running through all the mud?
Kind of. It was okay.
Yeah. We're not used to that, are we?
No.
All right. What's the goal for you for the end of the season here?
Probably low 17s. And then I really want my girls team to make it to state. So that's a goal.
That would be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And so hopefully things work out. That's, can you believe it's coming up in a couple weeks already?
No, it's crazy how fast it went.
It goes very fast, and especially when you hit the late part of September, early October. And once again, Jade, thanks for joining us here. Good luck to you the rest of the way.
Thank you.
All right, once again, sophomore Jade Wren joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Also thanks to Eddie Balderrama for joining us as well, representing the boys team from cross country. It's been a good run for them this year, and they will look to continue that coming up here on Saturday at Lake. We talk football now. The Beavers getting the homecoming victory last Friday night at home against the Hugoton Eagles and getting their first shutout as well in the process. 28-0, they defeat the Hugoton Eagles in a great effort on both sides of the ball and on defense. And one of those players that helps out on the defense is the defensive, one of the defensive tackles and senior Matt Tuttle. Thanks for joining us here. Matt, how you doing?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, and thank you. And, well, it's hard to believe we're into the final league game of the year and final tune-up before districts. Has it gone pretty fast for you, too, as well, Matt?
Unbelievably fast.
Yes, but talk about the first five games. 4-1 record, 3-1 in league play. It's been a pretty interesting year, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, talk about the season in general, kind of from the beginning of the year against Abilene all the way up to last week against Hugoton.
Well, I've never started a game before Abilene, so I don't know if I've ever been so nervous, but we had a pretty good game defensively. We gave up two plays on some errors, but other than that, it was pretty solid. Moving on to Colby, we kind of had a bad week in practice, and it kind of showed. And going to Ulysses, they had that good running back that we had trouble tackling with. And then Hugoton, we stepped it up and turned everything around. As you can see, we got the shutout against a pretty decent Hugoton team.
Absolutely. Once again, senior Matt Tuttle joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. And Matt, talk about the last week. It's been a while since Scott City's lost a football game, and even in the regular season, do you feel like everything, or I mean, you guys got a lot corrected and we're a little hungry, and has that continued into this week?
Oh, yeah. Coach is always telling us that we got to want more, and you got to go after it. We set goals, and right now the first goal is to, as a senior, don't lose a home game. And so he says that goal will take us to other goals and so on.
Well, I have another home game coming up this Friday against Goodland, and it's kind of be a little different from what you've seen the last couple of weeks. I kind of like the first couple of games, a team that likes to pass a little bit more, but talk about Goodland coming up this Friday night.
Yeah, they're hardly ever under center. They have pretty small size line compared to other teams around here. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest guy on their line is 220. They're quick. They're definitely quick.
Well, how about yourself, a defensive tackle? Talk about what it's like in the trenches this year on the defensive side.
Well, I love it. I love playing defensive tackle. You know, I'm a pretty big kid, weighing at like 300 pounds, and I like to manhandle people on the line.
You've done a pretty good job of that. What's the maybe the favorite part, best part of that?
Definitely hitting a back at the line of scrimmage or in a backfield, just having to hit that brick wall.
Yeah. Kind of catches them a little bit off guard, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Matt, what do you want to do after high school?
I was either going to go into criminal justice or athletic training.
All right. Don't have a college picked out yet?
Not particularly.
Oh, well, that's all right. You got plenty of time for that.
Yeah.
Well, what's the goal for you and also the team the rest of the year?
Probably first goal right now is to win district and then take it one game from there.
All right, sounds good. And once again, senior Matt Tuttle joining us here. Thanks for joining us again, and good luck to you the rest of the way.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, defensive tackle Matt Tuttle joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City, and another newcomer here to the coaches show. It's a senior guard, Alex Snyder. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. And thanks for joining me here. And, well, it's been a pretty quick senior season. Can you believe how fast it's been going?
Oh, not at all.
Yeah. It's just kind of tough in that aspect that you wait so long for that first game, and then boom, you're already to your sixth game. I mean, kind of talk about that.
It's crazy, honestly, because as Matt was saying, he hasn't started. I haven't started until this year either. Mm-hmm. And so when you're nervous the first game, when you get out there, you're like, oh, this is awesome. But with how fun it is, mm-hmm. it's fast. It goes by like nothing. It really does.
Well, you know, you've had your opportunities as well in the years past to get some playing time on the varsity and big leads. Do you think that's helped you a little bit, mainly settle down a little bit to playing full-time varsity?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, just like getting that little bit of playing time out there, it does help with the, I don't know, I was expecting to be anxious, you know, mm-hmm. Really nervous. My heart was pacing my first couple years that I played. And I got, like you said, a few times out there on varsity. You're just nervous. You're scared, kind of, just because you don't want to mess up. You don't want to mm-hmm. make the coaches upset. You want to make everybody proud, I guess, is the way to put it.
All right, and final game before districts coming up this Friday night. Goodland, you guys play Goodland team, and I think kind of like a lot of few other teams this year, they like to stack the box there. And talk about what that's like. Is it kind of a challenge just kind of reading where to block?
No, not really, honestly. A lot of the other teams that we've played have had a lot mm-hmm. harder things to read, to block, that kind of thing. This one, for me, honestly, has been a lot easier, which is kind of a blessing because I know what I'm supposed to be doing, so I can go at it a lot more intense than I have been, I suppose is the way to put it.
Where do you think that you've personally improved the most on this year?
From what I've seen and from what the coaches have told me, I'd have to say getting lower when I'm mm-hmm. blocking. I had a really big problem at the beginning of the year, and I still kind of do, not going to lie, at blocking with my chest. I didn't get low enough, and I used my arms and my chest mostly to block, and it wasn't really working for me too much.
All right. Well, how about coming up in your future with some goals for you?
Am I talking about like college, that kind of
yeah.
thing?
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking nursing, that kind of thing.
Okay.
That kind of interests me. I've picked out a couple of schools that are interested me a lot, narrowed it down to a few, so I'm ready.
That's kind of fun going through the process, isn't it?
I like it. It's interesting, and the senior year is going by fast. Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, it does. You know, you walk through the gates of wide-eyed freshman through the high school, and then all of a sudden, boom, you're one of the oldest out there and thinking about the head of college. And, of course, football this Friday night, and thanks again for joining us here. And good luck to you the rest of your senior year, Alex.
Well, hey, thanks.
All right, once again, Senior Alex Snyder joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware here in Scott City, our coach's show here on Mix 94, and I think we're ready for our next guest here on the show. And once again, it's going to be assistant coach here tonight, Josh Burnett, second year on the coaching staff here for Scott City, and helps a lot with the JV as well and a lot of the underclassmen. And Josh, thanks for joining me here tonight, and how's it going for you?
Oh, thanks for having me, Adam. It's always a pleasure. Going good.
Going fast enough, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
probably
it is.
Too fast.
Yeah.
Well, this year, it's been an interesting year. A lot of new linemen that you've had to help coach both on both sides. And talk about what it's been like this year so far.
Well, this year, it's pretty fun. I mean, you know, you go out there and you have a lot of expectations of what you want out of your kids and stuff. And they've done pretty good job at that. You know, and we've had some success and so.
Well, and you help coach quite a bit on the JV coming up on Monday nights. How's the JV been so far this year?
Yeah, JV's been all right. We kind of struggled a couple games, but, you know, I mean, they're young and they're learning and getting in there and playing and, you know, getting some reps.
That's probably one of the younger JV teams out on the field in quite a while, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we have a freshman quarterback. There's a lot of freshmen playing, you know, some sophomores, but it's good for them to get in there and get, you know, started early and, you know, learn, see what they're going to be going up against.
Well, I mean, kind of helps build their confidence when they get some good things going against some lot older kids, because that's quite an adjustment from playing junior high football and then all of a sudden getting into a JV.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Once again, Josh Burnett, assistant coach, joining us here tonight. And second year on the coaching staff, what's it been like for you at this time of year, this year, compared to maybe last year?
Last year was such a great, great experience for me and for everybody, you know, with winning state and all that stuff. And, you know, not losing a game, you know, losing that Ulysses game is pretty tough. I don't really like those guys, you know, and playing for Scott City and just kind of bringing up that way, you know, you don't like Ulysses, but you respect them and you respect everybody. That's how else, I mean, kind of brought up. So, but it's fun, you know. I mean, and this year it's going good so far. So.
Yeah, it is. It's been a pretty good season at 4-1, and of course last week it was kind of fun getting a shutout, 28-0 against Hugoton, a team that had been putting up a lot of yards and a lot of points the last couple of games, and give them the old goose egg and held them under 100 yards of rushing, and they've been averaging over 350 a game. That's quite a pretty good accomplishment for this team.
Yeah, I think it starts with practice. We had a great week of practice last week and decent week of practice this week. So I think it's just kind of coach, he's been saying, you know, it's our even week this week. We got to learn how to play good, mm-hmm. you know, 2 weeks in a row. So we'll see how we do this Friday.
Well, of course, yeah, Friday, kind of a different style of team with Goodland. They like to stack the line a lot on defense, from what I understand, and on offense, it's kind of a spread them out and kind of a balance in a way. But what's it like? It's kind of tough in a regard, a little bit, isn't it? Kind of changing from being used to the run heavy last couple of games to, I mean, maybe a little bit more balanced.
Yeah, I mean, they do run the spread, and I mean, they like to pass a lot. So, you know, our defense just has to be smart and play their keys and do what they need to do.
And this team has really come a long ways this year from the first game of the year up to this point. Talk about where have you maybe seen the most improvement?
Probably with leadership. I mean, some leadership. It's not as big as it was last year, but, I mean, there's been some people to step up, be some leaders, especially, you know, a couple of these guys right here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're stepping up a little bit. And but overall, I think our offensive line's getting a little bit better each week. They're progressing each week, and that's what we kind of expected and looked for.
And, you know, it's kind of looked at it a little bit this year. You haven't had the same starting lineup on the offensive line for the first five games, and it looks like it's going to be kind of more consistent. It's been more consistent last couple games. And, I mean, continuity on the offensive line is pretty big, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we just kind of were looking at some people, you know, seeing who could actually play at this level and just kind of seeing what we could get.
All right, and it's been a pretty fun year, and you still have that urge to kind of go back and get the pads and run back out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Every day, you know, you miss it, and you want to go back, but you can't. But, you know, it's such a pleasure being out there with those guys. You know, I have great teachers. They're great coaching staff. So.
And, of course, I mean, you played under Coach O'Neill, and then now you're coaching with him. What's been the difference in that aspect?
Just getting to know the, you know, like Coach Turner, Coach O'Neill, they were there. Mm-hmm. Just getting to know them more on like a work, you know, basis. Mm-hmm. You know, getting to know them, you know, on a personal level. You know, you look up to these guys. You know, they're like father figures to you, and you go in there and, you know, just the jokes. You know, and just, I mean, it's just a fun atmosphere being around.
Josh Burnett joining us here, assistant coach for Scott City. And, of course, districts came out today and for the 2014 and 2015 season. And kind of like it was the cycle before Scott City with Southwestern Heights, Cimarron, and Lakin, and then have a new team. I believe it's going to be the first game of the year. And it's going to be kind of a different team that Scott City's probably never seen before.
Yeah, Clearwater. You know, I don't know much about them. Yeah. I don't know much about it, but, you know, that's just kind of what I heard. So I hear things, and that's what I go with.
All right, and you just kind of go with the flow, right?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Do your thing. All right. Well, Josh, once again, appreciate you coming by again tonight here, and come by anytime.
Yeah, thanks, Adam, for having me.